Leonie Dawson refuses to be categorised. Today, I want to talk about a day in emergency. So I just have one of those regular heart tune-ups, one where I spend some time in emergency ward. And today was an especially good session, 5 hours of waiting in 3 different waiting rooms. I reckon they're like essential eye and heart openers for me. Like, I get to glimpse another world, one that's more precarious and vulnerable, and a world that doctors and nurses inhabit every single day. I get the honour of experiencing other humans on one of the hardest days of the year. And I get to remember that nothing much matters if you don't have your health. To intensify the experience as well, I just finished reading This Is Going to Hurt by Adam Kay, which is a darkly funny and wrenching memoir by a UK doctor working in emergency wards. His words are emblazoned all over me still, the stories which broke him, and it made my skin even more translucent to all the pain and the hope and the sweat around me. It was a busy day on the ward. 4 days of public holidays have pushed people who usually go to the doctor into the hospital instead. I didn't mind the wait, not when the others around me were suffering so much. 2 women with fingers that needed stitches, a man with a bad spider bite, 2 elders who curled over themselves in pain, heads resting in their laps, 2 people in wheelchairs with feet swollen twice their size. There isn't any staff in this waiting room, just a doctor that comes in and out occasionally. I look around and realise that I'm the only well and able one there. I make my contingency plans. If this shaking elder falls, I'll try to cushion their fall and call for help. If this, then that. My kid and I make ourselves comfortable. I read. She does interior designs on my phone, her legs straddled over mine. We were cosy and we were fine. Please look after everyone else before you look after us, I pray. 3 hours in, all of us are beginning to wilt. Everyone bar me and the kid are alone because of COVID hospital restrictions. Most can't walk, so I hatch a plan. Me and my kid hobble down to the vending machine. I glimpse down another long corridor. We load our arms with cold water and snacks, and we come back to dispense them to our little waiting room family. They behave like they've won the lottery, and it's the best money that I've spent in ages. When the doctor sees us, he apologizes for the wait. No need to be sorry, we've had a lovely time eating chips, I say, and he laughs and says, "Where's mine?" then bends over my kid's foot with care. We follow each other from room to room, emergency ward to consulting waiting room to x-ray waiting room, and each time one of my water beneficiaries sees me, they thank me again. We trade stories of what we're in for, discover neighbours that we might not have known otherwise. We end up sitting beside Starry's swim teacher. We turn an associate into a friend. We meet a landscaper with a busted leg. He tells me he's moved 52 times since he's been married. We're all invested in each other now. We want each other to be okay. For the scans to come back clear. For the cures to be easy. For this to be a beginning, not an end. The last time we see the doctor to review the x-ray, I bring him his own bag of chips. Again, he is jubilant. It is, in fact, quite cheap to buy someone's joy for a moment or two. We head out. We say goodbye to our waiting room friends. We note the vacant places where some should be. Maybe they've gone home already. Maybe they've been admitted. Wherever they are and whoever they are, I hope for them all.